Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya mulinyera Mukama waffe Yesu.
How are you in the name of our Lord Jesus?
Ngenda kusaba yongera mbulize ku mugandawo.
I'm going to request you greet of your brethren.
Mwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
And wish them the best.
Ebiva eri Katonda kitaffe.
Which come from God the Father.
Omwana.
The Son.
N'omwoyo omutukufu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Mulinyera Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
N'okusubiza okuli mu Yokaani 3:16.
And the promise in John chapter 16. Verses
12
up to 15 says that the Spirit will get that of Christ,
for what
of Christ is of the Father, and he gives us, and he reveals us even that to come. So even this time, we want to move on with part 10, the 10th part
echa government ya katonde yo muguru kunsi
God is heavenly government on the earth,
awamo ne government yayo eyo masekati,
even it is central government,
government ya katonda mu government zo kunsi,
God is government in the governments of the earth,
na tuyongera yo ne department eyo munana,
as we move on with the 8th department.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much,
tuyongera ne department eyo munana,
we move on with the 8th department
ya government ya katonda yo muguru kunsi
of God is heavenly government on the earth,
department eyo moyo mutuku mbojjo vubwe,
department of Holy Spirit in his fullness, the seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we
still
move on to get explained
division,
the seven divisions
of
the Holy Spirit Spirit in his fullness. The seven spirits and the seven eyes of God sent in the whole earth.
Yes,
it's Jesus much.
So far,
so far we have finished two of them. We want to move on with the third division. Division of spirit of the counsel of God on the earth. To see the responsibilities within it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. By name and voice,
Ronald Hope Witness,
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in the ministry of the full knowledge of God, and this time to move reach unto you, and the 10th part of God is heavenly government on the earth, together with its central government.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And in this 10th part, we are moving on to see responsibilities falling in the third division of the Holy Spirit in his fullness. Division of the Spirit, the eye of the counsel of God on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
are going to see that this one is responsible to revealing the seasons and times, measurements and the scales of all things in the heavens and the earth. Praise Jesus much. And is the spirit of prophecy according to the Holy Scriptures.
Those
found in the Holy Book of God, the book, the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
I've
told you the Spirit,
or
the eye of the counsel of God, is responsible for revealing the seasons and times, measurement of the scales of all things under the heavens and the earth. And I've told you he is the spirit of prophecy. Prophecy which shows things which were, which are, even those to come, basically the Holy Scriptures in the Holy Book of God, the Bible. As we read Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verses 1, and he says like this, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verses 1,
buli kintu kiriko entuuko yaakyo na buli kigambo ekiri wansi w'eggulu kiriko ekiseera kyakyo.
To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. Everything has its seasons. And everything has its time.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. But the spirit of the counsel of God on the earth, the third division, the department of Holy Spirit in His fullness, one responsible of all seasons and times of all things, under the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. It is moving to be responsible on the measurements and scales of different things. Of different things.
It's
to say is the spirit of prophecy. Who can reveal things which were, those which are, even those which are going to come. According to Revelations chapter 1
and
the verse 19, and he says like this, Revelations chapter 1 verses 19,
kale wandika byolabye nebiriwo nebigenda okubawo oluvannyuma lwebyo.
Write the things which you have seen, and the things which you are, and the things which shall be hereafter.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. The spirit of counsel is the spirit of prophecy. As we've heard, he's responsible for seasons and times, measurements and the scales.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Till moves to know things which were as they were, those which are, even those coming.
According
how you've heard Revelations 1 verse 19, let's repeat it that you hear. Revelations chapter 1 verses 19.
Kale wandika byolabye nebiriwo nebigenda okubawo oluvannyuma lwebyo.
Write the things which you have seen, and the things which you are, and the things which shall be hereafter.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
So
the spirit of counsel,
he
knows the times and seasons of everything, measurements and the scales of everything. He passed to revealing through things which were, those which are, even those coming. That is why
it
is called the spirit of prophecy. According to Revelations chapter 19, verse 10, he says like this. Revelations chapter 19 and the verse 10. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, see, you do it not. I am your fellow servant and of your brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
So
it's called the spirit of prophecy because in him knows things which were, those which are, even those to come. Helps him understand the measurement of things, the seasons and times, even measurements of things. Moves on control the things which happen in the world, in the different seasons, even in the different measurements. That's why there is nothing new. Passing through the spirit of the counsel of God on the earth, even the things which they passed away, in spoiling them, he can restore them back. For he knows those which were, he knows those which are, even those going to be. So that ability, and when we do revival, he is the one who leads us most. For he has to reveal those which were, those which are,
kujja,
even those going to come.
So bitugamba nti omwe mtukuba agenda tukulemberamu.
So when we say the Holy Spirit is going to lead us,
ye yatumibwa nebitondebwa,
is the one who was sent that we are created,
era nemukuza obujja abeera musaale,
into renewing them he is chief.
Naye batuba tukola okuza obujja,
but when we do the work of renewing,
asima nnyo amakanda mu moyo okuteesa,
he bases most in the spirit of castle,
omoyo amanye ebiro nebiseere byebintu,
the spirit who know time and seasons of things,
nebipimo nebigera byebintu,
even measurements and the scales of things,
amanye eddala ebyaliwo,
he knows well things which were,
ebiriwo,
those which are,
nebibiga bigendo okujja,
even those which are going to come,
sinako ebyogerwako mu Zaburi eya 13,
according to those spoken Psalms 104:40, and he says like this,
Zaburi esuli ya 14 na olunyiriri olwa 30,
Psalms 104:40,
otuma omwoyo gwo nebitondebwa era ofuula obujja amaaso g'ettaka,
you send forth your spirit and they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. Yes,
atuma omwoyo nebitondebwa,
he sent the spirit they are created,
era nazza bujja,
and he renews
amaaso g'ensi,
the face of the earth,
mukuza obujja mu restoring,
in renewing or restoring,
omwoyo mtukuva alabisibwa,
the Holy Spirit manifests,
naye asinzira nnyo mu division,
but he bases most in the division,
eyo omwoyo okuteesa kwa Katonda ku nsi,
the spirit of counsel of God on the earth,
kubanga abeera amanye ebyaliwo,
because he knows things which were,
ebiriwo nebyabigenda okujja,
those which are and those going to come,
byonanga bibera byawandikwa mbyawandikwa ebyamazima,
and all they are written in the scriptures of truth,
chivura mu Yohana sura ya 10 10 no mukaga,
that is why in the John chapter 16
olunyole 10:15
verses 11-15,
ndi kwisa yalina binje byokutugamba,
that Christ had much to tell us,
naye tukana agamba,
but he says
sina wakupiteka mumwe,
I have no space to put it in you,
naye omwoyo bwalijja,
but when the spirit will come,
aliba bikulira byonna,
he will reveal to you all,
nebyo bigenda okujja,
even those to come,
abira abimanyi,
he knows them,
naye abimanyira mu moyo wokutesa,
but he knows them through the spirit of counsel,
natusomeyo mu Yohana tuulire,
let's put there in the John we hear.
Yohana sura ya 16 n'olunyiriri olwa 12.
John chapter 16 and the verse 12.
Nchali na binje okubabulira naye temuyinza kubigumikiriza kakano.
I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now.
Olunyiriri 13.
Verse 14.
Naye bwalijjoyo omwoyo wa mazima anabalungamyanga mazima gonna, kubanga tayogerenga kububwe yekka, naye byonna byanawuliranga byanayogeranga, ya nababuliranga ebigenda okujja.
But when he, the spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Yes,
asubira okulaga ebigenda okujja,
he can show the things to come,
naye ebyo abiyisa mwoyo wokuteesa,
but those he passed them in the spirit of counsel,
obula baba ino okufuna division number,
that's why he has to get an entire division,
eyo mwoyo wokuteesa kwa Katonda ku nsi,
of the spirit of the counsel of God on the earth,
abakola omwo,
those doing working there,
asubira okulabikanga babikula mwe ebyaliwo,
that they can reveal things which were,
ebiriwo,
those which are,
naye ebigenda okujja,
even those going to come,
kubanga mu Isirayeli baba irangamo,
for in Israel they were there,
bano abana abamanyiddwanga abazukulu ba Isakari,
children of Issachar,
okumanyanga ebiro n'ebiseera ebyebintu,
to know times and seasons of things,
n'okutegeezanga Isirayeli ebyokukola,
to tell in Israel what they ought to do,
era bawulirizibwanga,
and they were accepted by all,
kati bituwogerako si bipya mu buliwo,
now what we speak is not new physically,
mpozi mu kubikulirwa,
maybe in revelation,
kiriva bibudde bipya okubeera ebipya gye muli,
that's why they have seemed new unto you,
nga mugenda okulira division y'omwoyo okuteesa,
let's go here, division of spirit of counsel,
ebeerawo kunsiye baberangawo,
is there on the earth, yes they were there,
niraba tuli tubaliviving,
and we are reviving them,
wetunula mu byaliwo baaliwo,
when we look to things which were, they were there,
atebalina okubawo mbiri n'okubawo,
and they have to be there, in those to be there,
nemwe mbigenda okujja,
even in those coming,
kubanga bwe tuba tuli restoringa ebintu bino, tubi restoringa okubanga bwe byali,
for when we restore things, we restore as they were,
ngabwe bino okuba,
as they should be,
nanga bilibere emirembe n'emirembe,
how they will be forever,
kuba tusomereko mbiyo mirembe tuwulire,
let's read in the Chronicles we hear.
Ebyo mirembe ekisooka esula ya 12 n'olunyiriri olwa 32.
First Chronicles chapter 12 verse 32.
Ne ku baana ba Isakaali abasajja abategeera ebiro bwe byali okumanya ebigwanidde Isirayiri okukola, emitwe gyabwe gyali 2,000, ne baganda baabwe bonna bagonderanga okulagira kwabwe.
And the children of Issachar, who were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and their brethren We are under their command. Yes. They were there. That's why we too were here as full knowledge. We know the seasons which the world is in. We know that they are in two God's worldwide promised call. And
he's
called them, they work with him in his final work on the planet Earth. And we know it's time to do the God's final work on this planet Earth. That's why we proclaim to the world as today. We know very well
that this
seasons to do revival, for it's the final work. It's the revival and restoration of all things in the heavens and earth, to be known the way they were, the way they should be, and how they will be. But those
who
have done them under the vision of
the
spirit of counsel of God on the earth, in the eighth department of God's heavenly government on the earth, to know those as they are.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus. Where we know those which were, those which are, and those going to come. And that's why we understand well what is called revival. Because we know things how they were. And though you mess them up, we know how they were.
We
know how they should be. And how they will be forever. According to the word of God, which will never pass away. For all things will pass away. But the word of God will never pass away. Praise Jesus much. So when you read Ecclesiastes chapter 1, in the verse 9, up to 11, we can straight pass through spirit of counsel. Understand it, there's nothing new you can do.
For
those which were there in old are the ones to be there, and they are the ones which will come as the counsel of God is. Let's read we hear.
Omubulizi esura esoka n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verses 9.
Ekyaliwo kyekinaabangawo era n'ekyo ekyakolebwa kyekinaakolebwanga. So tewali kintu kijja wansi w'enjuba.
The thing that has been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. Yes. You know Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 9. Now things which were are the ones which are there now. Under the sun there is nothing new you will be doing. Because God took counsel in all things, you move by, he knows them. That's why it's the Bible. It cannot become outdated. For it speaks in the seasons of all. It speaks in the seasons of today. Even speaks in the seasons to come. Because the spirit of counsel is filled within it. The spirit of counsel of God. We of this generation will hear the gospel and it's thus.
But
even those of the generation and it's of their season. Now, there is nothing you can change and twist. You cannot subtract neither add in it. Because when we speak, that things which were are the ones which are, and there's one to be. We speak of God who was, God who is, and going who will be in all the days. You cannot trick God. That's why he said he created you upright and you invented devices. Even those you devise, you realize you've devised it, it's not meant to be there.
You see,
that Ecclesiastes 7, 29, he says what? Let's first go there, we shall come back. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse
29.
Lo, this only have I found, that God has made man upright, but they have sought out many devices. Yes. You know, God created us as a looked in things which were. Even things which are going to be. Even those going to come.
And
these though have created them, they are going to devise many things to sin. But I will send those to do revival. And they know how they were. And how they should be. And how they will be forever. Yes. Then he will fulfill Job chapter
5.
Verses 12 downwards. 12 to 14.
Job chapter 5,
verses 12.
Ate nkweza abagere ngetanya. Emikono jabwe, nejita inza kutukiriza vivatandise.
He frustrates the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their plans. Verse 14.
Akwa sabagezi olukwiruwa webo. Nukutesa kwa vechejo, kumenyekera dala.
He takes the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the cunning is quickly ended. Yes. He kills plans of the crafty. Does not allow them to fulfill their plans. Well, there's no counsel before God. Are you taking counsel? Is the one who knows those which were and those which are. Even those to come. Now Satan and his demons, maybe among even the evil mankind, you are out there devising foolish things. For example, that a woman marries a fellow woman. In things which where it's not there, it will never be. You'll burn with fire in the lake of fire.
It's
first time to burn you, he burnt you in Sodom and Gomorrah. Men having sex with fellow men,
the
council that wasn't there. Let me laugh at you. There is no new council you're going to take after God. That's why he spoke in the Proverbs saying, Proverbs chapter 21, verses 30.
Tewali magezi ne wakubadde okutegeera ne wakubadde okuteesa ku Mukama.
There is no wisdom, no understanding, no counsel against the Lord. It is not there.
For
God knows things which were, which are, even those to come. In entire spirit,
in
an entire spirit of counsel,
he
is responsible of that. No new counsel you can take. There is nothing. You cannot prove the world all generations
that
men can. Oh man, that is foolishness. That a woman marries a fellow woman, that counsel is going to perish. It cannot stand on the counsel of God. For the spirit of counsel now in revival is the
trouble.
You will show the world it was not created like that. A man to marry a fellow man. Even a woman marry a fellow woman. Even in animals, it's never there. Now in humans who think to understand how did it come about, look to the other that you are a senator. You got corrupted. But let's do revival on you.
Other
is a president and a homosexual. You in the council that overturned, you've moved by that. Darkness in the council of God this time alone. For he told you of all. In Job chapter
38.
And he said, who is this who darkens council? With words without knowledge. Yet he means it. You read there, we see. Job chapter 38 and the verse
1.
Then the Lord answered Job out of the weary wind, and he said, verse
2. n'ebigambo ebitaliimu kumanya.
Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge?
Kakati mmwe abaana b'abantu ababonoonesa
emirembe gino. Now you evil mankind gotten corrupted in this generation.
Abikubanye ne sitaani ne bamalaika b'abaagwa.
Who have connived with Satan and his fallen angels. They are the demons.
Okuleeta ekizikiza mu kuteesa zibasanze.
To bring darkness and counsel war unto you.
Kubanga Katonda amaze okuteekawo division y'omwoyo w'okuteesa ku nsi.
For God has already put division of spirit of counsel on the earth.
Now we turn naba kuogere nabo.
Even those that have not spoken with.
Omwoyo agenda kuogere nabo bagambe.
The spirit will speak with them say.
Mubyatesibwa Katonda ekyo tekirimu.
In things go to counsel.
Mwebi ebyaliwo.
Even those which were.
Ne mubiriwo.
Even those
which are. Even
those to come it will never be there.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ndibatu akuga omanya omoyo yayogera okuva obwedda.
The spirit spoke from all he says.
Tusubira yo kintu kigenda twaukanyana kwagala kwa Katonda.
Expect anything separate us from the love of God.
Kubanga okwagala kwa Katonda kwekutesa kwa Katonda.
For the love of God is the counsel of God.
Nemu nefula abatonde ebitonde ebipya.
So you will claim create new creations.
Kubanga oyiba mu byali wote byaliwo.
For if in things which were they were not there.
Nemu wote bigenda kubawo.
Those to be that not be there.
Nemu bigenda okuja tichija kubawo.
Those to come it will not be there.
Kama tusomere mbarumi sura ya 8 tuulire.
Let's read the Romans 8 we hear.
Abarumi sura ya 8 no runyero situmo omusanvu.
Romans chapter 8 from verse 35.
Abarumi sura ya 8 no runyero situmo mwetano.
Romans chapter 8 from verse 35.
Ani alitwaokanya nokwagala kwa Kristo. Kulaba naku oba kulumwa oba kuyiganyizibwa oba njala oba kubabwirire. Oba kabi oba kitala.
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?
He?
Yes.
Omanye byo nabyo we byagunjibwa Satan.
You know those were invented by Satan.
Ntaro bi kibyo na.
Wars and all sorts of things.
Nayo okuba nabyo mu byaliwo.
But because those in
mu byaliwo.
In those which were.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Nyo okuba nti nabyo mbyako tekyaliwo.
But because in things which were it wasn't there.
Omanye twogera ku byaliwo.
You know when we speak of things which were.
Twogera waguru wegu.
We speak above the heavens.
Egune singa tebina kutondebwa.
Before heaven and earth were created.
Mukatonde yaliwo.
In the God who was.
Debiri bawo.
It will not be there. For they were not there.
Entaro
was.
Okufa.
Death,
yona bijja koma.
All will end.
Wamwe tukebera mbyali wote kyali.
When you check this which were, it wasn't there.
Wadde kisinganiddwa mubiriwo.
Though it is found in those which are.
Ntutwe kachi reviving akuba kyekimu kubye tulina okujjawo.
We have to revive it for it's one of what we have to take away.
Achogera ko nemba kolisi kiwa 15 nagamba.
Speaks of it in the first Corinthians 15 and it says.
Akufanga kuwanguddwa.
And death when it's been overcome.
Binje biyizo kuogerwako.
Many things can be spoken about.
Ninkubulire.
But I tell you.
Wali kisobola twa ukanyana kwagala kwa Katonda.
Nothing can separate us from the love of God.
Wangu kutesha kwa Katonda okwaliwo.
For it's the counsel of God which was.
Okuliwo.
Which is.
Era okulibera we nakuzona.
Which will be all the days.
Kabatumalire mbarumi.
Let's finish in Romans.
Abarumi esule yo 8 no runyiro situmo mukaga.
Romans chapter 8 verses 6.
Ngabo kyawandikibwa nti Tuti bwobudde okuziba okutulanga gwe twabalibwange endigeezo okusalibwa.
As it's written, for your sake we are killed all day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter.
Asatu mu musanvu.
Verse 47.
Naye mu ebyo byonna tuwangudde n'okukirawo ku bwoyo yatwagala.
Nay, in all the things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
Asatu mu munana.
Verse 48.
Kubanga ntegeedde ddala nga newankubadde okufa newakubadde obulamu newakubadde bamalayika newakubadde abafuga newakubadde ebiriwo newakubadde ebigenda okubaawo.
For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come.
Asatu mumwenda.
Verse 49.
Newakubadde obugulumivu newakubadde okugenda wansi newakubadde ekitonde kyonna ekirala tebiyinzenga ku tebiriyinzenga kutwawukanya na kwagala kwa Katonda okuli mu Kristo Yesu mukama waffe.
No height, no depth, no any other creation shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in the Christ Jesus our Lord. Even though they will create new creations, because they were not there, they will never be there, and they will not be there. That you remember it. That God has a division of spirit of counsel. Responsible of the measurement of things. The seasons and times of things. He knows well things which were. Which have to be. Supposed to be there forever.
Yes,
as much.
So I expect
you've understood me well.
And
those who work in that division, as we've heard, as our brethren of Issachar, how they did it. It will be your work to know all those. It involves to know scriptures which came to pass, those moving on to be fulfilled, even those which are still coming to pass, to the coming back of our Lord Jesus. Because he spoke basing in the Matthew 5, even a jot will be blotted away until all have been fulfilled.
Matayo sura ya 5 na olunyiriri olwe 17.
Matthew chapter 5 verse 17.
Matayo sura ya 5 na olunyiriri olwe 15.
Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5 verses 17.
Matayo sura ya 5 na olunyiriri olwe 17.
Matthew chapter 5 verse 17.
Temulowoza nganti najja okudibya amateeka oba ebyabannabbi. Sajja kudibya wabula okutuukiriza.
Think not that I'm come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy but to fulfill.
Olinyole 18.
Verses 18.
Kubanga mbagamba mazima nti eggulu n'ensi okutuusa lwe biriggwaawo. Ennukuta emu newankubadde akatonnyeza akamu ak'omu mateeka tekaliggwaawo.
For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or tittle shall in no way wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. There is none of those. Because you know, this is the spirit of prophecy.
It
is possible to see that all they come to pass. Now you would think that Bible became outdated. That is your madness and foolishness. That Satan powered in those heads of yours. You need even to repent. Because now what are you to do on this spirit? For he moves on to fulfill the Bible. And starting there 2022, I want to tell you every scripture is going to try to see it's fulfilled. Now you has been acting mad. And you say Bible is outdated. Me, I think it's you who is outdated. You are counted among those to be in this world, you know, worthy. You have to be within hell. For you're a problem to the world. Maybe if you repent.
Yes, we
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
So when
we finish Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 9-11, he says this. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and the verse 9.
Echaliwo chechinabangawo. Neche chakolewa chechinakolewanga. Sote wali chintu chijia wansi wenjuba.
The thing that has been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done, that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. Verse
10.
Is there anything of which it may be said, see, this is new? It has been already of old time when it was before. Yes. You know you two homosexuals that you've devised. They have ever burnt your forefathers who descended from
Gomorrah.
In Sodom and Gomorrah. And it turned into
Sahara.
The desert Karahari and Sahara deserts.
Still,
if you remain in those things, you will be burned. Lake of fire this time is what will burn you. Spoken of Revelation 20, 11 unto 15. You go there, read and see how they're
going
to burn you, that homosexuality you're into.
It's
have sex with a fellow man, a woman. This form of profane. You repent when there is still time. I tell you, in those things God created not to be there, it will not be there. And when we shall reach division of spirit of mind,
is
the one to uproot whatever God never planted. Division of spirit of cancer, he proved that was not planted. It was devised by men as they connive with Satan. Division of spirit of might is responsible to destroy it. On this time alone, you finish verse 11, we see. Revelation, Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 11.
Tewali kujukira mirembe ejedda. Sote wali bakujukira emirembe egy'oluvannyuma egigenda okujja mwabo abaliddawo.
There is no remembrance of the former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of the things that are to come with those that shall come after. You know, you've been in that situation and you don't know things which were, those which are, even those to come. Now most people think technology has just begun. It was there in the era of Noah. And they made ships built, filled the whole world. There is nothing they never built in that generation. And they have done it, and Lord destroyed them then. Most of things you are manufacturing in this generation, they have ever been there. Now you've not even reached the standard they were on in that time. Now we thank God who reveals us this all.
So we've
seen the first point, that the spirit of counsel of God on the earth is responsible of. Now we want to go to the second point. But the spirit or eye of counsel of God on the earth still, it must not be responsible of the measurements or scales. He's responsible of the measurements and the scales. Even times and seasons of the creations in heavens and earth. Even if it's life of flesh and blood, it's going to be to what measure? It means all we shall be able to move on, know them. But he speaks in the Isaiah chapter 40, verses 12 to 15, as he says this on that issue. Isaiah chapter 40, from verse 12.
Ani yali ageza amazi mu kibatu kye, n'apima eggulu n'oluta, n'agatta enfuufu ey'oku nsi mu kigera.
Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and measured out the heaven with the span, and known the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance? Have you heard what is? The spirit of counsel was responsible to measure heavens with just the hands. The horror of the hands. Remember, heaven, there is no rocket which has ever reached it. As you look up there. But he measured its width. And he came measured the dust in the earth. He first measured the water. As you see it with its oceans and seas. And he measured all of them. Even the dust, he measured it. He measured and weighed the mountains. Mountains and the hills in the earth, he knows all of them. That's why after he passed the spirit of might, he rotates planet earth at a high speed. And he sees it's not even heavy at all. Let's move to the next verse we see. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 13.
Ani yali alungamiza omwoyo gwa Mukama, obe yamuwerera ebigambo namuyigiriza.
Who has directed the spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, has taught him? Verse 14.
Ani bwe yali ateseza naye ebigambo, era ani yali yamuyigiriza, namutegeeza mu kkubo ery'omusango, namunnyonnyola okumanya.
With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of justice, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Verse 15.
Lava, amawanga galinge tondo, eriri monsua, eraba balibwa nge fufuge, eriri muminzani. Lava,
behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, it takes up the isles as fine dust. Yes. You know all nations which are in the planet Earth. When he weighs them, they are light just as a drop within a bucket, a drop of water. They're not heavy even at all. The isles and the highlands you'd have thought big within it. He weighs them now, planet Earth is in the space rotating there. Concerning life and measurement and all things. In heavens and earth. The spirit of counsel is one who knows them well. And the priests work in this division. They need to tell us much on that issue. We have just passed on the surface a little to tell you those. For right from the beginning, in the Genesis 1 verse 6, God was able to measure water and one went upwards and another downwards. As he created heavens and earth. So there are many things to be spoken of when we speak of responsibility of spirit of counsel, responsible of measurements and the scales, the times and seasons of the things in the heavens and earth. Many things to be spoken of there. But let's move on with our third point, that we need to know on the spirit of counsel of God on the earth. What other work is he responsible? He had the third work. So he's responsible to tell us. When God is known as the first, and when, even where?
Yes.
Where God is known as the first and the last.
Alpha ne Omega.
The Alpha and the Omega. The beginning and the end. Basing above the heavens. We heard them briefly as we handled spirit of understanding. That the one who most knows where and when, it is the spirit of counsel.
He's
the one who knows when God is called the first and the last. And he tells you one thing that no, they don't call him that in the heaven and earth which is today. They call him that when you've gone above the heavens. You know, here, as you speak of him, oh God,
God
the last, the beginning, and the end, Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
Don't know you speak,
but you don't know how and when he was that. The responsibility is here. We thank God who reveals great things like those. In the Isaiah chapter 48, verses 12, we hear what the first and the last. Let's read we hear. Isaiah chapter 48 and the verse 12.
Mpuliriza gwe Yakobo na Isirayiri gwe nayita. Nze nzuyo, nzo woluberebelye, era nzo wonkomerero.
Hearken unto me, O Jacob, and Israel, my called. I am he, I am the first, and I am also the last. Yes. I am the first. I am the last. When he tells that to you, now you who hears, how do you understand?
He says
the first and the last. Maybe the middle way, even if others come in there, they will never be there. But he's pointed to you above the heavens. For God who never created heavens and earth, they will never be there. Because them, we are not the ones who are above the heavens, where we call the first and even the last. And where we call Alpha and Omega.
Let's
read the Jeremiah 11, we see. Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 11.
Bwe muti bwe mba mbagamba nti bakatonda batakola gulu nansi abo balibula munsi n'okuva wansi w'eggulu.
Thus shall you say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under the heavens. Yes.
Omanyi bakatonda batatunda gulu nansi.
You know, gods who never created heavens and earth,
sibe bakusoka, sibe basi.
They are not the first, neither the last.
Kubanga you
know, I want something calling itself God.
Because
the one who has still been in Uganda, East Africa, he died of recent. Very
sad.
He died.
But
anyone else who thinks to be God, if you're out there in the spiritual world, you would have appeared that we have things we ask from you. Because the one who asks you when and where are you the first and the last,
and
even you come with your book which shows to prove that, don't come in this of the living God. For in the first, even in the last, where he best creating heavens and earth, you, where did you base?
Uganda,
here in Uganda, in Buganda, there is a God of creation there. Here in Mukono district,
district in Uganda,
Mukono district, and the best there creates, that is foolishness.
Let's
say that apostle abuses or
race.
You know, foolishness is foolishness. Best in Uganda, Mukono district, you created heavens and earth from there. Now look to you, Devaganda. In Uganda. How dare you believe such foolish things like that? That God of creation. Creation in Mukono.
Okay,
let's leave that there. But when we speak of God, when it's called the first and the last,
Alpha and Omega.
Alpha and Omega. Meaning beginning and the end. As he moves, explain us in Revelation chapter 1, verses 8. And he says this. Revelation chapter 1, verses 8.
Zendi Alpha ne Omega. Bayogera mukama Katonda. Abao ere yavao, ere joku bao.
I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Yes. But when is he the first and the last? Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. All both, they are the same things, but when? In the spirit of the counsel of God, he tells us that above the heavens, at the beginning above the heavens, we remember Genesis 1 verse 1, where they called the beginning before heavens and earth were there. Let's read, we hear. Genesis chapter 1 and the verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Yes. In the beginning. For he is the beginning himself. God created heavens and earth. It means to reaching the beginning and the end. You have to pass through the earth and entire heavens. According to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 9 unto 10. All this, the spirit of counsel. Now I think you've heard what he does. Others, we tell them to be filled with the Spirit. And they say, where is that Spirit you got filled of? How comes you never shook? This is not all about shaking. This to be filled as your spirit of counsel, explaining as you hear now. If you have him start from where I'm to end and move us onwards.
Now that pride,
this is not pride, this is knowledge. You read Ephesians, we see. Ephesians chapter 4 and the verse 9.
Naye ekigambo ekyo nti yalinnya, kigamba ki wabula okugamba nti era yakka mu njuyi ez'ensi eza wansi.
Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth.
Olinnya olw'ekkumi.
Verse 10.
Eyakka era yewuuye yalinnya waggulu ennyo okusinga eggulu lyonna.
He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he may fill all things. Yes. He who descended to the earth, he first ascended through, passed through all the heavens.
Heavens is on
all the heavens, he passed through them. He went back to the beginning where they best created them. As we've had Genesis 1 verse 1. That in the beginning God created heavens and earth. So God, where is called the first and the last.
Alpha and Omega.
Alpha and Omega. Beginning and the end.
You have
go back above the heavens. You know, people always explain about God. But they cannot explain to reaching this level in this final work that God has given us. If someone explains you well when God is called Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, this is indeed God's final work on the planet Earth. My goodness. God is great in teaching. I always tell people that God took me the journey of heavens and he taught me. Now you, if you
are,
give me your grandfather who first taught me this, or your father of this generation.
Si siye katonda ayigiriza okugasa.
Is he not God who teaches how to profit?
Kubanga ebyo byatugamba mu Isaya
8:17. Told us Isaiah 48:17.
Nze mukama abayigiriza okugasa.
I am God who teach you how to profit.
Era yogerwa ko Yobu 3:6.
Spoken of in the Job chapter 36.
Abini mubiringa agamba bwati.
Verse 22 saying this.
Yoka tujisome.
Let's read that.
Yobu 3:6 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu ebbiri.
Job 36 verse 22.
Laba. Katonda akola ebigulumivu mu buyinza bwe. Ani omuyigiriza afaanana ye.
Behold, God exalts by his power. Who teaches like him? Yes.
Ani.
Who?
Mpayo jajao weda.
Give be your forefathers who ever taught like him.
Mpayo kubatitawa abaliwo.
Or give be of your fathers who are there today. Now God teaches.
In
this time he's handled us in the spirit of counsel. And he shows us things. Now you still doubt the living God. The one true God. And his Christ Jesus he sent. That is the eternal life. We preach him to you from A to Z. This is what they call full knowledge of God. Do not argue. This is the ministry. And we given to lead God's worldwide promised call. Where he is called to work with him in his final work on this planet earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So I have told you that if you want to understand passing through the spirit of counsel, when God is called with the first and the last, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, we go there in the beginning where before he created heavens and earth. According to that we've heard of Genesis 1:1, that in the beginning God created heavens and earth. It means he was at the beginning. But there before he created heavens and earth, where is that? They call there above the heavens. According to those who read Ephesians 4, verses 9-10, and that's where he was, straight with his words, our Lord Jesus Christ. Because he speaks in John 1:1, saying like this, John chapter 1, verses 1.
Kigambo naba wali Katonda.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Yes. Right above the heavens. At the beginning. And the end. Praise Jesus much. Right there is where the Father bases to see through all the heavens and the earth. You know we hear most in Job. Job chapter 28. 23-24. And he says like this. Job chapter 28 verses 23. God understandeth its way, and he knows its place.
Verse 24.
For he looks to the ends of the earth and sees under the whole heavens. Yes. He's right above the heavens. And he sees through all heavens and earth. Right at the beginning, that's where we speak of. Now, anytime you read in the Holy Scriptures, or if you hear out there, and they say God is the first and the last, and you hear that Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, you straight run to above the heavens. Before creation happened, at the beginning. Now you still say you do not understand your God very well. And still you say you've not gotten a full knowledge of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But according to spirit of counsel of God, right above the heavens, at the beginning and the end,
ye katonda chitafe,
him God the Father, and God the Word, all they are called the same. You can find God the Father is called the first, the beginning and the last. He can be called Alpha and Omega, what we call the beginning and the end. Still we find the Word, he too like that, whom we know as the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Because there, where they were as they agreed in one, as we heard of them in the spirit of understanding, that the Word and the Spirit came from the Father. Now that's why all you can find them be called the first or the last, the beginning and the end, or the Alpha and Omega. As it speaks in the Isaiah chapter 41, verse 4. And the Father says like this. Isaiah chapter 41, verses
4.
Who has performed and done it, calling generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, the first, and with the last, I am he. Yes.
Yeah.
Him. You know, Bible has a English Jesus. I, the Lord, the first, and the last,
and with.
And with. It means is the first, is the first moveth with the last.
And with, and I am the first and with the last.
Nze tandikwa erayo nenkomerero.
Omanyi kusoka ne kutandika bayita babiri.
The first and the last move together.
Kiba kitegeeza.
It means
okusoka era kuliruva nyuma.
The first still is the last. Yes. You know, even Christ told us, that is Isaiah chapter 41, verse 4. We were seeing the Father. Even Christ died recently and rose again. When he died for us, he rose again. Yet he too told us, Revelation chapter 1, verse 17, up to 18, that him too, he is the first and the last. Revelation chapter 1, verse 17.
When namulaba nengwa kubigere nga fude, nanteka kwa mukono gwe ogwadio, nga yogera antitotia, nzo woluberebelie, ero wenkomerero.
And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. Verse
18.
I am he that lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forever. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. He too is the first. Because our Lord Jesus, in John 1:1, we saw in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And him, the Word, in John 1:14, he closed flesh, we saw him as the Son, begotten of the Father, filled with grace and truth. Grace and truth. After he finished his works on the earth, In the John chapter 17, verses 4 to 5, he asked to go back in the glory he was together with the Father. And in the Revelation chapter 19, verses 11, to reach in the verse 15, we saw him and in the heavens is now the Word. That's why in Revelation chapter 1, verse 17 to 18, he appeared to him, he told him, I am the first and I am the last. For he went back to the glory he was together with the Father. And still you can find the Holy Spirit, he too is the first. For the three were in one. That is the first John chapter 5 verse 7.
First
John chapter 5 verse 7.
Kitaffe kigambo n'omwoyo mutukuvu.
For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. Yes. Now you find the Father being called the first and even the last, the beginning and the end. Do not wonder, even to find the words whom we know as the Son,
yes,
it's Jesus Christ. He too tells you, I'm the first and the last, the beginning and the end. You find the Holy Spirit, he too, he tells you, me too, I am the first and the last. You don't be surprised. You have understood all began above the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
So we thank the Lord who has based in the vision of the Spirit of His counsel on this earth and is moved on, revealed to us all those. But still we want to move on. I think it is our first point. Yes. We move to understand.
Katonda dirwa itwa. Kali Katonda chitafu.
God the Father.
And
His Word, whom we know as the Son,
yes, Christ.
Christ Jesus,
no,
and the Holy Spirit, when He is called the one who was,
aliwo.
The one who is,
era agenda okuja.
And the one who is going to come. As we heard of it in the division of spirit of understanding, for the spirit of counsel is responsible to show us where and when.
He's
the one of seasons and times.
He's
the one who will say yesterday, I've not understood them well. Before that, we will show you how they connect them to understand them. Now we are in the rightful office to explain us those. When is God the Father? And
He
is what whom we know as the Son, Christ Jesus. And the Holy Spirit. When are they called the one who was? Who is? And who is going to come? Will you tell me anything you don't know of God? In one single service, you've understood all.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That is God who teach us how to profit. When He passed through His Spirit, whom He spoke of in John 14 verse 26, saying when the Spirit will come, He will teach you all and He reminds you all. For
it's
the Spirit of counsel who reminds of things which were.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
we want to understand when God the Word, when God the Father,
and
His Word Christ Jesus, even the Holy Spirit, when they are called the one who was, who is, and who is to come. According to those who read of Him, Revelation chapter 1 and the verse 4. Revelation chapter 1 verse 4.
Yokana, Eliekaniso Musambuzomo Asia. ekisa kiberenga namwe n'emirembe ebiva eriyo yabaawo era yabaawo era ejja okubaawo era ebiva eri emyoyo omusanvu egiri mu maaso g'entebe ye.
John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come and from the seven spirits who are before his throne. Yes. He was.
Biva eriyo ye yaliwo.
They come from the one who was.
Aliwo.
Who is. And who is going to come. But they pass through the seven spirits of God. Now we want from the spirit of Castle to know he was from where. If he is there, what does he mean? If he is going to come, what does he still mean? Because he must still speak of it in Revelation chapter 4, verses 8, as he says this. Revelation chapter 4, verses 8.
Nebiramu ebina, ngabirina vulichimu ebiwawatiro, bina, bijuda masa njuizo na nemunda. Sote biri koko umula misana nechiro. Ngabiyo geranti omutukuvu. Mukama katondo mwiza webi tuyo na. Era joko bao.
And the four living creatures had each of them six wings about him. And they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day at night saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Yes.
Baba tegezachi.
What do they mean? God who was.
Katutandise nechisuka.
Now we've begun with the first.
Katonde yaliwo.
God who was.
Ngati Katonda chitafe.
And God the Father.
Nechigambo chikutumanyingo mwana Yesu.
And his word whom we know as the Son Jesus.
Awamo nomoyo mutukufu.
Together with the Holy Spirit. Basing above the heavens. That is where they are called God who was. Basing above the heavens. For that Job is what he speaks of.
28
from verse 23 up to
24.
Up to today. He bases there where he was. And he sees through all heavens and earth. Let us read we hear.
Job chapter 28
and the verse
23.
God understands its way and he knows its place. Verse
24.
For he looks to the ends of the earth and sees under the whole heavens. Yes. God the Father. Him is the one who remained in what they call the one who was. And he bases right above the heavens. Before creation happened. At the beginning. And he sees through all heavens and earth. And they were straight there with his words. And his Holy Spirit. That's why we usually hear. And God in creating, there are those he speaks with. And we ask, he was speaking with what? Because in Genesis chapter 1 verse
26,
he spoke and he said this.
Genesis chapter 1
verse 26.
Katonda n'ayogera nti, tukole omuntu mu ngeri yaffe, mu kifaananyi kyaffe, bafugenge eby'omunnyanja n'ebibuuka waggulu, n'ente n'ensi yonna na buli ekyewalula ku nsi.
And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. Yes. Above the heavens,
God the Father is
where he is known as the one who was.
According
to us, we've read in the Job chapter
28,
verse 23-24. There he was not there alone. He was there with his word Jesus and his Holy Spirit. That is where you've heard in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And he speaks to his companions, let's make man in his image, even our likeness. And in Genesis chapter 2, after creating man, and again he told them, it's not good for man to be alone. Let's read we here. Genesis chapter 2, verses 18.
Mukama Katonda n'ayogera nti, si kirungi omuntu okubeeranga yekka. N'amukolera omubeezi amusaanira.
And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a suitable help.
Yes,
yes.
Praise Jesus.
He said, it's
not good for man to be alone. But you think God was speaking to himself right above the heavens, the beginning, where he is known as the one who was. When we speak of the one who was, we speak of the Father. And he is together with his word, even his Holy Spirit. Even though right now he is there alone as the one who was, because he sent his word in the heavens and earth which are to reign there, even his Holy Spirit. But when you read Genesis chapter
3
and the verse
22,
you hear again the Father saying this. Genesis chapter 3 verse 22,
Mukama Katonda n'ayogera nti, laba,
and the Lord God said, behold, man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Yes.
Man
become one of us. Him and who? The three agree in one.
First
John chapter 5 verse 7. We have come reading it many times, we're not repeating it. But still God always has been sending us as apostles, sending the angels. They are those he speaks with his words and his Holy Spirit. According to those in Isaiah chapter 6, verse
8.
Isaiah chapter 6 and the verse
8.
Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here I am, send me. Yes. It's true the Father always above the heavens. Before they created, at the beginning, where he is known as the one who was. He was there with his word Christ Jesus and his Holy Spirit. That is why in John 1:1 they tell us, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God.
In
the verse 2 they say, he was there where God was. In the verse 3 they say, all things were created by him, and without him, nothing was created.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
still at the same time the Holy Spirit was there at the beginning. Let's read Genesis chapter 1 verses 1 and 2. Genesis chapter 1 and verse
1.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Verses
2. N'ekizikiza kyali kungulu ku buziba. Omwoyo gwa Katonda ne gutambula ku mazzi kungulu.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Yes.
The
Spirit too was there at the beginning. Haven't you seen him? Now, don't you ask, he was speaking with who? There where he is known as the one who was above the heavens before creation happened at the beginning. Because in Psalms 104 verse 30, still he sent his spirit, they were created. So it didn't speak to himself. Let me hope you have understood well. When God is said to be, that he is the God who was. He is the Father. When he was together with his word Jesus and his spirit, right above the heavens, before creation happened, at the beginning. But when is he called the one who is? When is he called the one who is, as we finish? When we speak of God who is, we speak of God the Word, who is known as the Son Jesus, who makes up fullness of heavens and up which are today. And the Father basing above the heavens, even the Holy Spirit, they work through him. Yes. Let me repeat for you. When is God called the one who is? When we speak of God who is, we speak of God the Word. When is God called the one who is? When we speak of God who is, we speak of God the Word, who is known as the Son.
Yes, Christ.
Christ Jesus. His fullness makes heavens and earth which are today. And God the Father, based above the heavens, even the Holy Spirit, they reign through him. Because in Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 up to 17, it shows all things in the heavens and earth, they are all in the Christ Jesus. Let us read we hear. Colossians chapter 1, verses 12.
Nga mwebaza kitaffe, eyatusanyiza ffe omugabo ogw'obusika ogw'abatukuvu.
Giving thanks unto the Father, who has made us fit to be partakers of inheritance of the holy ones in light. Verse
14.
Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Verse 14. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Verse 15. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. Verse 16.
Moguru nekunsi ebirabika nebitalabika obanga tebezabwaka baka obabwami obakufuga obamasaza ebintu byonna byatondebwa ye era nekululwe.
For by him we are all things created, that are in the heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him.
17.
And he is before all things, and by him all things are held together. Yes. All things in all the heavens up to this earth, they are there within God the Word, who is known as the Son, Christ Jesus. He is the God called God who is.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. That's why you see, you refuse to believe Jesus, I don't even know. One day he told us in the John chapter 14, the verse 6, up to the verse 7. And he said that no one can come to the Father except he pass through me. We could not understand it, that you cannot go to the Father above the heavens except you pass through Christ, making up heavens and earth which are today. Let's read with here. John chapter 14, verse 6.
Yesu namugamba nti nze kubo namazima nobulamu tewali ajeri kitange.
Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Yes. You know, as I've told you, that Christ Jesus
is
known as God the Word, or the Son. He is the God who is. He makes up heavens and earth which are in their fullness. All they are in him. Yet the Father, he makes above the heavens, at the beginning and the end. And no one can reach to the Father except when he passed through Christ. There are even other words, those in the verse 20. And they say, on the other day you will understand that I am in my Father, and you too, you are in me. You know the way the Father makes up above the heavens, heavens and earth, they are under him, yet they are within Christ. It ends, Christ is in the Father, and we are within Christ.
And
this day we've moved to understand it, because he said on the other day you will understand.
John 14
and verse
20.
At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Now all those words should never confuse you, because the Father is the one who makes that one who was above the heavens before creation happened. At the beginning, after they created heavens and earth, they put them in the Christ Jesus, that he will be the God who is. And it's understood that Christ is in the Father. The Father makes up above the heavens. Christ makes up heavens and earth which are. And we too, as fullness of heavens and earth, we are within Christ who makes up heavens and earth which are today. That is no more confusing you. There are those who say that, how come today we have ability to understand much of it? You are
memory.
The midst of the Spirit who measures all, he keeps adding on your memory. Someone is wondering, but these things are so exalted and elevated, how cometh that we still understand them?
Because you are
in the spirit who measures and broadens the memory.
He checks
in your memories which break down and he amplifies them. But let me finish to explain. In the Job chapter 28, verse 23 to 24, the Father based above the heavens and he sees through all the heavens. Because all heavens and earth which are today, they are in the Christ who makes the God who is. You know when the Father was in Jeremiah 23, verse 25, he said he fills heavens and earth which are today. He engulfs them for they are under him. But he based there, you got pleased. All things which are in heavens and earth to be within Christ. According to those in Colossians chapter 1, verse 19 to 20. Colossians chapter 1 and verse
19.
For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Verse
20. Bayamara okuleta emirembe olw'omusaayi ogw'omusaalaba gwe muye okutabaganyisa oba eby'okunsi oba eby'omuggulu.
And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven.
Yes,
praise Amen. Jesus much.
So
God who is is God the Word, whom we know as the Son Christ Jesus. And fullness of things in heavens and they are in him. The Father bases above the heavens and he reigns within Christ. For he speaks in the Second Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18, that the Father was within Christ reconciling with the world. But he didn't come from above the heavens, he remained there. Just he walked through the Son, he sent his voice and he spoke with the world. Let us read we here. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 18. Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse
17.
Therefore, if any man be in the Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Verse
18.
And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation.
Verses 19.
That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Yes. The Father bases above the heavens. At the beginning, he is not the one who was. And he works through the God who is God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Christ Jesus, who makes up heavens and earth and their fullness. And he works with him in the heavens and earth. He speaks through him. And the others who had a voice, that that is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased. It was coming from above the heavens. All those God revealed them to me through the journey of heaven. It took 7 years from 2005 up to 2011. I saw physically there as we studied. That's why they are explained physically in the real understanding. So God the Spirit, Him above the heavens, He is not there. He decided to come with the word in the heavens and the earth which are. That's why Bible speaks of Him in Psalms 149, verses 7 to 10. Where we shall we run from His Spirit? He decided to spread the heavens, even work in the earth. That he works with Jesus in the heavens and the earth. Above the heavens, they left the Father there. Let's read we hear. Psalms chapter 139 and verse
6.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain until it. Verse 7. Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? Verse
8.
If I ascend up into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. Verse
9.
If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea. Verse
10.
Even there shall your hand lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. Yes. The Spirit works in the entire heavens and the earth. Here too we can call Him God who is. Because they are together with Christ to work in the heavens and earth which are today. For all they are one which are in the Christ Jesus. Maybe as I wind up, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel to move to tell us when God is called the one going to come.
The one who is to come.
The one who is to come. Now we've gone back speaking about the Father right from above the heavens, where we find the new heavens and the new earth. That you see when heavens and earth have passed away, and there the word will go back to be with the Father and the Holy Spirit. When we speak of the God who is to come, again we speak of God the Father, based above the heavens, where we find the new heavens and the new earth. We call it the new heaven. And mostly we say the new heaven. We have gone back to the above the heavens, and we say God is to come, and we speak of the new heavens and the new earth, when heavens and the earth which are have passed away, according to Revelation chapter 21 and verse 1. He says
this,
Revelation chapter 21 from verse 1.
Kubanga seven zezoluberebelie nense yoluberebelie ngabigenze nenyanja ngatechaliwo.
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Yes.
Katonda agenda okujja.
God who is to come.
Tubatukwogera Katonda kitaffe nati.
Speak of God the Father again. Basing above the heavens, where we find the new heavens and the new earth. Those to be seen when heavens and earth which are, they have passed away. Then we've gone back to the God who is to come. Because to see new heavens and the new earth, heavens and earth which are, they must have passed away. It means that time we shall not have a God who is. But the God who is has been making heaven and earth which are, they would have passed away. Now God, the one who has been making heaven and earth which are, even the Holy Spirit, them two would have gone back in the one who is to come, and is the one who was. That is the Father. That's why in 2 Peter he says this. Chapter
3.
Verse 12 to
14.
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 12.
Peter Chokovidi Esule Yoksatu Norunidi Lokuminabidi.
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 12.
Nga musuubira nga mwegomba nnyo olunaku lwa Katonda okutuuka olulisaanuusisa eggulu nga lyokebwa n'ebintu nti n'ebintu byamu ne biseebengerera olw'ebbugumu eringi.
Looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, in which heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Verse 14.
Naye nga bwe yasuubiza, tusuubira eggulu erijja n'ensi empya, obutuukirivu mwe butuula.
Nevertheless, we according to his promise, look for the new heavens and a new earth in which dwelleth righteousness. Yes. You know, when they say where righteousness dwells,
he
said without holiness, no one will see the Father. We have gone back to where he is. Without holiness, no one will see God. Himself is the one walking there. He is called the holiness. He is the one holy.
He
is the one who sits there. But without it, no one will see him. Righteousness dwells there. Who is the one holy? Righteousness sits on the throne. The good thing, Father will be sitting there with his word, who is known as the Lamb of God. And the Holy Spirit flows from their throne as rivers of living waters. Revelation 22 verse 1. Revelation chapter 22, verses
1.
And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Yes. The Lamb, God the Word, who is known as the Son,
Christ
Jesus, he will have gone back and is seated in righteousness. God the Father, where they are known as the God who is to come in the new heavens and the new earth, those found above the heavens. And the Spirit will be flowing as rivers of living waters. Those all you've understood there. There is one last thing, maybe we shall know it the other time. Praise Jesus much. We want to know when God is called the everlasting. When we've gone beyond above the heavens. When we've gone beyond above new heavens and the new earth. There where he began, when the word is still in him and the spirit is still in him, and they reached to say that the three agree within one. Because we heard in the Psalms chapter 90 verses 1 and 2, and it's spoken of like this.
Zaburi esule yechenda nolunyiriryo lusoka.
Psalms chapter 90 and verse 1.
Mukama gowali kifo kyaffe ekyokutuulamu mu mirembe gyonna.
Lord, you've been our dwelling place in all generations.
Olinyolo kubiri.
Verse 2.
Ensozi nga tezinnazaalibwa era nga tonnabumba nsi n'ebintu okuva mu mirembe gyonna okutuusa mu mirembe gyonna gwe Katonda.
Before the mountains were brought forth, or even you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Yes.
Everlasting Katonda, Katonda owe mirembe n'emirembe.
There are those who ask the everlasting God, how does that come about?
Tumulira yentandikwa
n'enkomero. We hear is the beginning and the end.
Tumulira eyaliwo aliwo agenda okujja.
We hear is the one who is to come.
Tumulira ko nebirala.
And we hear others about him.
Ye Katonda owe mirembe n'emirembe.
He is the everlasting God.
Ate dirwa abira bwatiyo.
Now when does he appear like that?
Ngosusi waguru weguru.
When you've gone beyond above the heavens.
Nosuke guru ili anesebya.
You go beyond the new heavens, new earth.
Newe yongere mbuta gwawo.
And you move ahead into everlasting.
Ebisingawo tujja kubibanya.
More of those we shall know them.
Atuita mbaka bona abagenda okuvunanyizibwa ku division ye.
When we pass through priests going to be responsible of that division.
Wanga mu point eyo mukaga.
Because here in the sixth point,
twina ye kibinja kya malaika abokutesha.
We have the group of angels of counsel.
Malaika we baby pimo.
Angel of the measurement.
Malaika Raphael.
Angel Raphael.
Owagu tumanyinga Tigris.
Oh, angel Tigris.
Okumanyikanga ebipimo.
To be known as the measurements.
Akutechi biyecho kusatu.
He holds the third ball.
Echo busungu bwa Katonda.
Of the wrath and the plagues of God.
Iranga aduma malaika akute kondere eliyo kusatu.
Commanded by angel who holds the third trumpet.
Kuba malaika omusanvu.
On the seven angels.
Abaina makondere omusanvu.
Those with the seven trumpets.
Ujja kusoma mukubikuli besura eyo monana.
You will read in Revelation chapter 8.
Nyo lisoka nolo kubiri.
Verses 1 and 2.
Yakula malaika omusaba bakutama kondere omusamu.
These seven angels holding seven trumpets.
Kati owo kusatu we kondere okusatu.
Now the one with the third trumpet.
Ya domire chibinja cha malaika bebipimo.
He commands a group of angels of the measurements.
Abakulembira malaika omukuru amanyikidwa nga Raphael.
Those led by the archangel Raphael.
Oba Tigris okutegeza nti ebipimo.
Tigris to meaning measurements.
Biroyo nga yakutte ekibye ekyobusungu bwa Katonda ekyokusatu.
The one who holds the third ball of the wrath of God.
Yasoma ku bikulu 15.
You read Revelation 15.
Nyo lusoka nolo kubi.
Verses 1 and 2.
Bubuya gara okwongera okubasomako.
If you want to move to read of them.
Okubeera ba malaika bwe bipimo.
To be angels of measurements.
Yasoma ku bikulu 5.
You read Revelation 5.
Ku bikulu 6.
Revelation 6.
Nyo lusoka ku 5.
Even verse 5.
Then ne kubikulirwa sura ya 10 na yemu.
Even Revelation 11.
No nyolisoka.
And verse 1.
Wamo ne Zakaria sura ya 2.
Even Zechariah chapter 2.
Nyolisoka no lokubiri.
Verses 1 and 2.
Usome kuba malaika bebe pimo.
You read of angels of measurements.
Abakolera wansi wo moyo wo kutesa.
Work under
Katonda kunsi.
Spirit of counsel of God on the earth.
Iranga bano mu point ya fyo musango.
These in our seventh point.
Baba bali presenting wa kabona.
They are presented by the third teaching priest.
Aine konde iliyo kusatu iliya Katonda.
He has the third trumpet of God.
Joshua isuri yomukaga.
Joshua chapter 6.
Nuruokona.
Verse 4.
Paka uruomukaga.
Up to 6.
Mukama akumpere omukisa.
May God bless you.
Webare kuuliriza.
Thank you for listening.
Okukiriza.
Act believing,
ukuteka munkola,
putting in action,
wamu na okwongera
yo, even to spreading far,
kutuka kunkomero zezi,
to the ends of the earth.
Mukama akuwe mukisa.
May God bless you.
Mwinyere mukama afiyesu.
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.